Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance for showers with fog and spots early today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 74. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for storms 46. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. A mix of clouds and sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 49.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A stolen vehicle, a gun, and a reckless joyride. And with Pottawatomie County teens in detention, Roxanne Stewart has more.
The car was stolen from the Casey's on East Highway 24 in Manhattan and was seen driving erratically. An occupant pointed a gun at another vehicle. Deputies attempted a traffic stop. A pursuit ensued and ended when the car stopped just east of Bellevue. All three were booked into the juvenile detention center on charges of aggravated assault and battery, fleeing and eluding and theft. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Wichita's hosting a half marathon this weekend. That will mean street closures. The Spring Prairie Fire half marathon will be held Sunday, and the east and westbound lanes of Douglas between Water and Waco will be closed beginning Saturday. Parts of Douglas near Seneca will be closed on Sunday between 4 a.m. and noon. Wichita police will be stationed at all major intersections where runners will cross. There's a map at wichitasports.com. This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Tuesday, the Alzheimer's Association released its 2025 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures Report, revealing that over 54,000 Kansans age 65 and older are living with the disease. The association said that as the number of total Americans living with Alzheimer's disease tops more than 7 million for the first time, and nearly 4 in 5 Americans stated that they would want to know if they had Alzheimer's disease before it impacted their lives. They also said they would want treatment, even if it comes with risks, as long as it slows the progression of the disease. The 2025 Facts and Figures Report provides an in-depth look at the latest national and state-by-state statistics on Alzheimer's prevalence, morality, mortality, dementia care workforce, costs of care, and impact on caregivers. New disease-related statistics for Kansas revealed that the number of Kansas residents aged 65 and older living with Alzheimer's is 54,500. The statewide deaths from Alzheimer's disease is 944. The number of Kansas residents serving as unpaid family caregivers is 90,000, and the total hours of unpaid care provided is 127 million. The full text of the 2025 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures Report, including the accompanying special report, American Perspectives on Early Detection of Alzheimer's Disease in the Era of Treatment, can be viewed at alz.org/facts. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced that new legislation establishing a system for the instant verification of auto insurance has been signed into law. SB 42 contains provisions that gives the Kansas Department of Insurance the authority to establish an insurance verification system that can be utilized by the Kansas Department of Revenue, law enforcement, the court system, and county treasurers, all who are required to verify insurance. The new law creates the framework that allows the Kansas Department of Insurance to issue a bid for contract with the vendor to create and implement the verification system. The new system will be entirely funded by the Kansas Department of Insurance and is required to be in place by July 1, 2026. The Insurance Information Institute estimates that approximately 8% of the vehicles registered in Kansas are uninsured. During calendar years 2021 and 2022, insurance companies writing auto insurance in Kansas paid $51.9 million in claims involving uninsured motorists, and these claims are directly related to prospective premium rates. Schmidt said if you have ever been in an accident accident with an uninsured motorist, you know your policy takes the hit and your rates go up. And she said she thinks that's wrong. So that's why she proposed this legislation to give the state better tools to stop uninsured motorists. Two people were injured in an accident just after 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 1997 Cadillac DeVille, driven by 84-year-old Richard L. Rickey of Lincoln, Nebraska, was eastbound on U.S. 24, 8 miles east of Colby, when he attempted a U-turn into the westbound lanes. A westbound vehicle driven by 49-year-old David Lee Walker of Atwood struck the Cadillac on the passenger side, and after the impact, Walker's vehicle traveled a short distance before overturning onto its passenger side in the westbound lanes. EMS transported both drivers to Citizens Medical Center, and both drivers were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Governor Kelly issued a proclamation declaring the month of April as Kansas Safe Digging Month, and the proclamation, in concurrence with National Safe Digging Month, reminds Kansans to call 811 before starting any outdoor digging projects, large or small. Dialing 811 connects callers to Kansas 811, which notifies the appropriate utility companies of the intent to dig, and calls are taken 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Locate requests can also be made online at kansas811.com, and requests should be made at least 2 working days prior to beginning a digging project. Professional locators are then sent to the site to mark the approximate location of underground lines with flags or spray paint, and once the lines have been accurately marked, digging can begin. Underground utility locate concerns such as timeliness, accuracy, utility damages, and other potential violations of Kansas One Call laws should be reported to the KCC for investigation, and the agency also provides education and training opportunities for excavators year-round. For more information, you can visit kansas811.com. In Nebraska news, Governor Pillen issued a new executive order on Tuesday extending a burn ban in central and western Nebraska, saying that part of the state is still very dry, and burning will be prohibited through midnight May 10th. Last week, after a controlled burn turned into a wildfire, the governor implemented a statewide burn ban that expires at midnight tonight, Wednesday, April 30th. Under the new order, burning will be banned west of U.S. Highway 81 from the South Dakota border to south of Columbus, and west of Highway 281 from the St. Paul area to the Kansas border. In the eastern part of the state, burns are allowed, except when the National Weather Service issues a red flag warning. A Minden couple has been charged after prosecutors say they made 2 teens dig in their backyard for hours while not allowing them to use the bathroom. 47-year-old Danielle Schmidt-Pracht and 49-year-old Randy Pracht, both of Minden, have been each charged in Kearney County Court with 2 counts of child abuse. Court records show that between Christmas Day 2024 and April 3rd, Schmidt-Pracht made 2 children, aged 15 and 16, dig in the backyard for 4 hours, refused to let them use the bathroom when needed, and allegedly told them that she did not want them in the house anymore, threatening to turn them back over to the state. A complaint said Schmidt-Pracht also hit the 16-year-old in the head with a Nintendo game controller. The complaint also said Schmidt-Pracht refused to allow either of the children access to friends and family and refused to let the 16-year-old eat with the family during meals. Randy Pracht has been charged with failing to protect the juveniles and allowing Schmidt-Pracht to abuse them. Both are set to be arraigned in Kearney County Court at 9 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, May 1st. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on April 21st, Chairman Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Richard Thompson, County Attorney Abigail Horn, County Employee Cherie Milnes, and County Clerk Craig Renner. Weekly correspondence, past minutes, tax roll correction 2025-37, and year-to-date budget expenditures were given to the commissioners. Commissioners and Cherie Milnes then discussed the county work week schedule, security concerns, and they came to a consensus. The commission directed County Clerk Renner to write a letter of support for the Norton Development Child Care Center. Commissioner Beidler moved that the April 14, 2025 minutes be approved as presented. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried. Julia Daffer joined the meeting, and she reported that the new fence has been installed around the Aldine Cemetery graves, and they had 12 volunteers for the project representing Ladies of the Grand Army, Daughters of the American Republic, Republic, Sons of the American Revolution, the Norton Lions Club members, and other family members. Julia expressed her gratitude to the commission for providing the materials to replace the fence around the cemetery, and she then presented her receipts for the project. Kelvin Edgett joined the meeting, and he informed the commission that he's going to level his property himself. The commission had no objection to his decision, though they reminded him that when he had requested that the county be the ones to level out the property, they had been advised to not disturb the soil as to not reignite any burning embers below the surface. However, as the property owner, the decision to level the ground was his. Mindy Harding informed the commission that the Board of Tax Appeals had granted an appeal of $120,000 for taxes on oil production, and the county has 15 days to appeal the decision. County Attorney Horn was then instructed to appeal the decision. After an executive session to discuss non-elected personnel, the commission came out of the executive session with no action taken. Craig Soward, the EMS director, joined the meeting and reported that three of his employees were going to pass their training advancement class, and historically, the passing of the classes comes with raises. The commission agreed with his presentation, and they instructed Clerk Renner to make the changes to payroll effective May 1st, 2025. Jordan Detmer with Pinco Engineering gave his annual report on the county bridge inspections, stating that four bridges are scoured, meaning they could have potential structural damage in the future. Also, he reminded the commission of the two funding mechanisms available to the county through state and federal aid. After an executive session to discuss non-elected personnel, the commission came out of the executive session with no action taken. Terry Laughlin with the Road and Bridge Department joined the meeting, and he said he wants to purchase permanent floor mats instead of renting them. The listed grader with Foley has been sold and is going overseas, and the department is busy preparing it for shipping. The Batwing mowers will arrive in June, and Jordan Apinko was looking at a bridge in Almena with Brad. He said they're putting out flyers for summer mower operators. The mower tractors are ready to go, and the crew is checking and fixing road signs, and the armor coat has arrived for the chip and seal project this summer. After an executive session to discuss non-elected personnel, the commission came out of the session with no action taken, and County Attorney Horn visited about the length and terms of the neighborhood revitalization plan. She informed the commission and her role as city attorney that the city wants to contract to be for a maximum five-year period, and the commission reported that their interpretation of the plan that was signed in December of 2024 was that it was a five-year plan. The commissioners also reiterated that each taxing entity has the annual ability to opt out for the upcoming taxing year. Commissioner Thompson then moved to adjourn the meeting. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and with no further business, Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting at 12:12 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken fajita or hamburger with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Italian pasta bake, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hatley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a slight chance of showers between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. and areas of fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 74 and a south wind around 5 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation today is 20%. For tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., then a slight chance of showers and increasing clouds with the low around 46. The chance of precipitation tonight is 50%. On Thursday, there's a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 4 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 70, and the chance of precipitation on Thursday is 20%. And on Thursday night, there's a slight chance of thunderstorms before 7 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with the low around 42. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
continue with your weather forecast. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 69. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 77. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 76 and breezy. On Monday, there's a 40% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 75 and breezy. And on Tuesday, showers are likely. It should be mostly cloudy with a high near 69. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 100%. The wind speed is southeast at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.90. The dew point is 52 degrees. And the current wind chill is 50 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State has added Serbian guard Andrejic Kocic on an NIL deal worth reportedly $1 million. The 6'5 guard most recently played for the dynamic Balkan Bet in Serbia and is considered Serbian's top prospect, born in 2006. Dynamic is a Renvia Zvezda development team, and he's Zvezda's player, so he'll be interested to find out if Zvezda gets any buyout. He averaged 15.7 points, 5.7 rebounds, and 1.3 steals in the U18 league, and was the leader of Serbia's U18 national team in their 2024 Eurobasket silver medal squad. Kansas State also added Akron transfer guard Nate Johnson, the MAC player of the year, Monmouth transfer Abidi Bashir, North Carolina Wilmington transfer forward Kamari McGriff, and Memphis transfer forward Tyreek Smith. See how much more they add as their roster dwindled with 7 players leaving via the portal. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.